if tomorrow felt lighter than today? That's exactly why I built you an app. I had the rare opportunity to build something I have wanted for years, a responsive app that uses 7 therapy modalities and the wisdom of the experts I lean on to help people feel better every single day. The Everyday Calm app is not random tips, is not mood tracking. It is a real daily practice that changes with you. You wake up overwhelmed, it gives you clarity work. You feel tense, it gives you grounding. You're stuck in comparison or rumination, it helps you make the shift. It adjusts, it responds, and it teaches the same tools that actually work in real life. If you want your days to feel calmer and more intentional, try the Everyday Calm app. You can go to studio.com/Rebecca to get it today.
In this mini session, you'll discover why insight alone doesn't change your life. Real mental health begins when you decide to show up and actually do the work. Welcome to Takeout Therapy mini session. I'm Rebecca Hunter, a therapist, an anxiety expert, and a big fan of short, powerful mindset shifts. Each week, I'll drop one therapy-informed insight to help you handle life with more calm, clarity, and self-compassion. Find more tools anytime and learn how to work with me at takeouttherapy.com. Okay, let's dive in. I'm so glad you showed up for today's episode, my friend, because I have got something to say in 5 minutes or less. So many people are struggling right now. And it's not because they don't know what might help them, but it's because they aren't doing what might help them. People are getting more and more disconnected from their own lives. We are listening, reading, learning, scrolling, nodding in agreement, but most people never actually apply the tools that would bring them back into connection with themselves, the people they've chosen to spend their lives with, their kids, maybe, their heart, their work. And I gotta say, that disconnection, it adds up. Over time, it chips away at people's confidence, their motivation levels, and their overall joy in general in life. Like, are you having fun here on this planet with the rest of the humans type of joy? It shows up in people's lives as exhaustion. Believe me, that's a word I hear all the time. Apathy, which is that feeling of like, meh, I don't really care about that. Or people just have this vague sense of like, is this it? Or feeling really off. Like the life that they are looking at and how they feel in that life just doesn't resonate. It doesn't feel good. When we check out of our own lives, we lose the ability to show up literally anywhere else. It's interesting because we don't really see it that way. But we can't build strong care for other people or make really any meaningful change if we're running on empty all the time. So today, I want you to understand that doing the work means being willing to be uncomfortable. It means looking at yourself and noticing what your patterns are that you keep seeing showing up in your life. Maybe it's an emotional pattern. Maybe it's something that you do, behavioral. Taking responsibility for your mental and physical health is literally what the work looks like. Getting curious about what's going on with you in your life is how you get going with that. So yeah, learn to be present. So many people come to me because that's one of the things that I am an expert at. I help people be present. And not all of us have learned about that, or even what that means or what it feels like. And learn about your nervous system and your brain and how those systems operate and communicate and what do they have to do with how you feel all day. Deal with your emotions instead of avoiding them. It doesn't have to look perfect. It's kind of hard to do the work. We just have to be willing to participate. So here's your little challenge this week. Stop collecting ideas and just start practicing one I know you're out there, you're listening and you're reading and you care about doing work on your mental health. But that happens when you take what you've learned and integrate it into your life. Don't just know the tools, use them. I talk to people about this so much. Like, they're like, I know I need to be breathing, but I just don't. I challenge you, do it. Meditate for 5 minutes. Call a friend instead of feeling like you don't need any help or want any support. Take a walk instead of more scrolling, right? Act on your own behalf every single day and maybe even reflect a little bit. Write down what's happening for you today. Show up for your own life, and I promise you, you'll start being able to show up differently for the world. I challenge you to ask yourself, am I doing the work or am I just learning about how to do the work? If you need a little support, maybe even some accountability for that next step, get in touch. Just book a consult with me and we'll talk about what the plan is that will actually work for your life. And until next time, be kind to yourself because that, my friend, is part of the work. Thanks so much for spending your time with me today. I really appreciate you being here and doing this work. And as always, while Takeout Therapy is a great educational resource, get the level of support that you need for your situation. Head to takeouttherapy.com to check out my resources. Until next time, take really good care of yourself, friend.
What if one simple daily tool could completely change how you feel by tonight? Building the Everyday Calm app has been one of the most meaningful experiences of my career. I finally got the chance to put everything I know into one place. All 7 therapy approaches I rely on in the office every single day, the science from all the experts I trust, and the technology, it's next level. The app pays attention to you. It listens to your feedback. It adjusts every single day based on how you're doing, what's going on in your life, and gives you exactly what will help you feel clearer, calmer, and more steady. If you're tired of feeling overloaded or stuck in your head, this is the daily support you have been missing. Try the Everyday Calm app by going to studio.com/Rebecca. It's like having me in your pocket. What could possibly go wrong?